This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So the stats on COVID, as we continue to kind of deal with this in a positive way, understanding where it came from and not letting us be cowed by the Chinese or the World Health Organization. Apparently, we had a problem in December of 2019, right? And we didn't really know. So What was it called? Did they know what it was then?
They didn't know. Yeah, because they're now going back and they're testing. They've tested different, you know, samples, and they found antibodies. And the interesting thing is, these are before, these samples were not in New York and Seattle, which were the two main, the first
when
big hotspots.
Yeah,
this
right.
was Illinois, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Wow.
So people were coming up with this, like, strange, you know, pneumonia type virus, and no one knew how to treat it. Mm-hmm. I mean, my friend's husband was down in Miami the last weekend in January, like leading up to the Super Bowl, which was the first weekend in February. He came home and he was sick for 3.5 weeks. He went to the doctor 4 different times. They put him on three different antibiotics, and he just couldn't kick it. And then finally he went to an infectious disease specialist, and he said, "You have some virus that we just don't know what it is yet." And then poof, a month later, it was COVID, and everybody, the world shut down. So there were a lot of places that just had these little early hot spots and were kind of just now fully identifying
certifying. If the Chinese had any integrity at all and had let the rest of the world know what was going on, could we have, I'm asking a question which I have an answer to, but I wonder, going around the room to Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, could we have avoided the kind of shutdown that we experienced for well over a year? If there had been time to prepare.
I mean, I think a lot of the shutdown was done for power, for political power. I don't believe that the shutdown was done in the name of science.
Yeah.
It's very arbitrary.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places where there were shutdowns, it didn't work. I live in California. We were shut down first, opened last this week, actually, and we still had a huge outbreak of cases. So,
it didn't work in New York, and it didn't work in California. And I don't know what the difference was, except I remember, Jen, last year you saying that Gavin Newsom was so stupid, he shut down every bit of outdoor activity and forced people to gather indoors in their homes.
Yeah, maybe.
You shut down outdoor dining. You shut down anything where people can sort of feel a little bit normal. Like New York went right into outdoor dining mode, and parks were open. Everything was open, but just outside. So
yeah.
I think that was a huge difference.
Probably a huge difference. I think the one thing that Newsom got right better than Cuomo is that he didn't put a lot of sick people in nursing homes. There was a lot of that. But, you know, I think we're going to look back and we're going to say, okay, this was right, this was wrong. And I think that's absolutely right. I think that's one of the things that we'll look back on. But as far as COVID goes, and I can't remember where we were going on this now. So
if the Chinese had any integrity at all. And the world knew what they had done, but they did it on purpose. Exactly.
Yeah, don't forget that back in October, I think, they had cases of this already. That's probably when the breach happened at the lab. They had every opportunity, you know, and people are wondering about, you know, what their role was in this. And look, I don't think any of us can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt whether or not China released this purposely or not. Clearly it was lab created. Clearly it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. But were they trying to do it on purpose is a question. But it doesn't even matter when you realize that if this had been accidental, China should have been a good world citizen and they should have stepped up.
But they
and there's all the proof that you need is that they stopped their domestic travel in China, but they kept open their international travel so that they could spread this throughout the world. They also immediately, once they realized what was going on, bought up all of the PPE so that they could make deals.
It.
with people like they did in France, and it's the deal I go back with because it doesn't get a lot of attention. They made a deal with Emmanuel Macron in France saying, we'll give you PPE that he desperately needed for his country, but you have to let 5G in. You have to let in our Huawei technology that is so controversial. And so Macron did because he needed masks. He needed stuff to take care of his people. So he made a bad deal.
They had the world over a barrel
into the country. Yeah.
Yep.
So if anybody, you know, has any questions about whether or not they helped stop the spread, I think all you have to do is look at their actions. The fact that they won't let even the World Health Organization
in. So they're controlling the world now. They want to take over the world. Basically, they're controlling the world. I thought it was interesting, the former director of the CDC, a fellow named Dr. Robert Redfield, said that Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Mr. Dr. Fauci, has been clinging tightly to these theories, but the hypothesis that the world has come up with that differs from him and what he has said.
He's involved. Fauci's got to go. He's been compromised.
Yeah, I'm really surprised.
He has lied to the American people, and he's done it time and time again. So his use is gone. He should not be protected anymore. He should be out. There's no way that we should be listening to him for advice when he's clearly not ready to be honest about this scandal.
Yeah, it's time for him. Yeah, I agree with you. He's long since worn out his welcome.
He's still clinging to the bat.
Yeah, right. That's
well,
what
he changed that. He said that it was the lab.
He said maybe it's possible, but that his inclination would be that it was still natural, that it came through the bat.
So I didn't hear him say that. I heard him say that he welcomed a full investigation into the lab and that was a possibility. That
why
was
not?
What he
okay,
was
so maybe
towards.
He said that and I haven't heard him say it. Why not?
He
why
said it
now?
Under testimony. I think he and Rand Paul were going on one of their little
right. That was when he said
other.
That he'd be open to two options, two paths. And so I have not heard him say what you said. So, you know, as far as saying on the line that he believes that it was created in a lab, I've heard him say that he doesn't think the gain-of-function research exists, that he wasn't doing it, he wasn't funding it. Yet if you go and look up the public records, you can see that he was. The guy is a liar. He's lost his credibility.
All right, in a moment, let's talk about where we are, if there's something new in terms of election rules, laws. There's a lot of stuff going on. We haven't talked much about it. Candidates running for office and what they can expect, what you can expect as we continue to focus on voters and how your state is going to handle elections. It still is a very hot potato, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. It's 13 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
All right, so let's see what we can expect. New York has 8 major mayoral candidates So how is that? I'm using that as an example, but there's a Senate election in Alaska. There are a lot of different, both Republican and Democratic candidates for major offices. It's an even year, so it's a third of the Senate is replaced, and all the House members are up for re-election. There are a lot of governors who are running, and nobody, I'm nosing around here, I don't see that anybody really even knows what's going on. A lot of controversy, a lot of hyperbole, a lot of misinformation about some of these, the new process, if you will. What I continue to be frustrated with is that there's no simple ways, that there's nobody who's come up with a simple solution to the problem. We've made it more difficult because we've tried to make it more inclusive, and instead of being more inclusive, it seems to me anyway, you can make an argument it's less inclusive, or there's more chance for fraud. Trying to bring people in then opens up the gates to make it more fraudulent. So is there anything that has that's coming around to basically look like a fix for this? Because I don't watch as closely as you do, Jennifer, and probably Victoria as well. I just look at the things that will affect. I'm frustrated all the time because the system is so bad and so corrupt, and so it's upsetting to me because this ought to be. This is the basic thing about America, being able to vote. Educating yourself as to who to vote for or what issues to vote for or what way you're comfortable. But most people, the things become so corrupt and complicated. All you have to do is look at whenever there is a there's an issue on the ballot, you're challenged to try to understand what it is they're trying to get you to vote on. And that's corrupt in and of itself.
I've had to sit there, you know, I've kind of made this my job over the last few years of trying to study politics and initiatives and try to figure out what's going on. And when the ballot initiatives come out, I have to sit there like 14 times reading through it. Okay, well, a yes means no, a no means yes. Yeah. That shouldn't be how
where
it is.
Where did ranked choice come from, too, by the way? Where did that come from?
That's an idea that's floated. I'm not sure how I feel about ranked choice. To be honest, I haven't because it's not an option.
I don't, it just kind of plopped in front
of
us one day.
New York, state of Maine. Yeah, the state of Maine has done it for a long time.
Yeah.
New York City now.
And New York
for this,
plays with the idea, right?
They're doing it now.
This time?
This is the new voting system. So essentially, Eric Adams is the guy in the front. He's the leader right now. He's the Brooklyn Borough president. And so Andrew Yang, who was a 2020 presidential candidate, had gotten a lot of steam in the beginning, and now he's dropped down to fourth place. And so essentially, ranked choice is you literally go and you rank your choices. So instead of picking one candidate, you go, all right, this
so
is the guy I want first,
one
and then this is my number two
number
choice,
two.
And then number three,
okay.
Yeah. But Jen, California's done it for a long time, right?
We haven't done ranked choice. No, we don't do ranked choice. No.
We have primaries.
We have primaries where essentially political party doesn't matter. So you can vote when you have a primary, usually or traditionally, Democrats vote for Democrats, Republicans vote for Republicans, and then the top one in each of those categories goes head to head in a general election. That's not how it works in California. In California, you can vote for whoever you want, but you vote for one person, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. So that means that the top two vote getters, so you're not, most of the elections are not going to be a Democrat against a Republican. They'll be two Democrats because of the demographics.
So in a sense, it's a little bit like a ranked choice, but it's not full on.
Because ranked choice is you're going to pick your candidates and you're going to rank them, right? And that's how it's, yeah. So your end result could be the same, but your process to get there is different.
Got it.
All right, trending on the DJV podcast, the download at djvshow.com, is a focus on Christopher Maloney's butt. Among other things.
It's the best podcast we've ever done.
It is. It depends on your focus in life, Jennifer, I guess, much as anything else. Rob Riggle, the actor, we talk about him and his relationship with his estranged wife, who is apparently spying on him. Let's see here. And Marjorie Taylor Greene apologizes for sounding like a kind of a dummy. Chrissy Teigen as well. Blake and Gwen, are they getting married? All that important stuff trending. You can catch it on the daily DJV podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It is 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Join Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we got 23 after the hour now, and it's trending time. Jay Kirshner here with the trending stories and the reminder. You got a couple of more days to enter to win that very special Works Father's Day prize package. So, Jay, how are we doing on enlisting people to engage so they get a chance at these prizes?
Seeing the stories of how either things have differed from Father's Day celebrations last year versus this year. Some people things have stayed the same. Anybody can get in on this, and you can get your chance to win the Father's Day prize pack, Works Tools, a circular saw, an electric pressure washer, total prize value pack, total prize pack valued at $370. Just get in on this at DJ View Shows our handle, Facebook, Instagram. And really, that's all you have to do to enter. Just tell us how things are similar or different from last year's celebrations versus this year's celebrations.
All right. What do we think? This is a trending of the governor in Florida signing a bill requiring public school youngsters to have a moment of silence every day. What do we think about it? I had that when I was in school.
So this is supposed to be at least a minute, not to go more than 2 minutes, just a day of silence. Governor DeSantis was saying that people can choose to pray as they see fit. I personally think it's a great opportunity if kids want to meditate or just have silence, just be still, just be.
Yeah,
unfortunately, when I was little, we had to do this. I hated it, but also it was presented in the form of a punishment. It was like, you kids wouldn't shut up when I told you to be quiet, so we're going to turn off all the lights. Everybody puts their head on their desk, and we're going to have not talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was presented as a punishment. So, but as an adult, I think it's a great idea.
You can't even use the term prayer not to be about prayer. It ought to be about just calming down. So who's equating this to
maybe
prayer?
Getting yourself in there. I mean, you could probably get yourself in the right mind space, too, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, DeSantis, so in the House bill itself, it doesn't say prayer. It's just a daily moment of silence. But DeSantis was the one that threw prayer in, saying, this is a quote, it's important to be able to provide each student the ability every day to reflect and be able to pray as they see fit.
They always go too far. Having a moment of silence is fine. But then when you equate it to prayer or you make that a public statement, there's supposed to be separation from church and state, prayer is not a part of what...
Why is that bad? I mean, it's not requiring kids to pray. I think we could use a little more God with the way people are so... Yeah, but don't you think people could use a little more God or whatever that is?
That's not up to me or you to decide.
Your religious beliefs putting on someone else.
Right, but that's up for...
Yeah, but that's up for anyone. You don't have to pray in that
If
minute.
You have a matter, I mean, a moment of... Right, they can figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
But God
so
help us, they talk to their parents about it. But to have it be a part of what an elected official says, I think is just... It's
yeah, how about parents tell the kids to get off the video games for a moment of silence? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, this should be
right.
something at home. I don't know. I don't...
Do the kids bring video games to school these days?
Oh, sure. Probably. Yeah. I mean, they're attached to your cell phone, and I know kids are using their cell phones in school, because I've texted my cousins before, forgetting, oh, wait, you're in school still.
Yeah, wait. Okay. Next up, Mackenzie Scott, who used to be married to Jeff Bezos, has donated a couple of more billion, and who's she giving this to? That's what's trending here, right? A bunch of different organizations?
Over 286 different organizations. She sat down with her now husband and a team of, you know, other super educated people, administrators, advisors.
She's married again already?
Yes. Dan Jewett is her new husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope they had a prenup.
Yeah, and they evaluated equity-oriented nonprofit teams, and they selected universities, arts and culture organizations, refugee settlement groups, police reform programs, LGBTQ organizations, and more.
She can't give it away fast enough because the value of the Amazon stock goes up faster. She got $38 billion in value in stock when she got divorced, and now it's worth $60. So she gives away $2 billion here, $3 billion there, and it still keeps going up. So God bless her because she has wonderful intentions. I think that, there was sort of a rumor floating around that Jeff wasn't the only one that was managing to maneuver with somebody else, that she has known this guy for a while. All right, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actually reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At Wednesday's summit between Russia and the United States, Russian President Vladimir Putin brought to light the political persecution of protesters who took to Capitol Hill on January 6. Putin told reporters in Geneva, political freedoms in Russia, in comparison to the United States, appear to be equally restricted. Putin also pointed out hundreds of Capitol protesters have been subjected to arbitrary detention, while Ashley Babbitt, who he referred to as a non-threatening woman, was shot dead point-blank range by Capitol Police. Putin argued these arrests are a violation of basic human rights. China has successfully launched the Shenzhou 12, its first manned mission in 5 years, to its new space station. Shenzhou 12, meaning Divine Vessel, lifted off Thursday from northwest China. After entering orbit, the spaceship conducted a rendezvous and docking with the in-orbit Chinese space station. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With regards to what America has accomplished this week in Europe, President Biden is getting low grades for representing the United States. Nothing was accomplished with regards to the threats posed by China and Russia. Former President Trump on the phone with Fox News points out America's energy independence will be gone in a matter of weeks.
We had a point where we were getting the fuel for zero. In fact, they would give you $38 if you took it. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Now, we had to straighten that out because that would have hurt our industry. But we ended up having a great energy industry, and we ended up with low prices, and now we're not going to be, within a matter of weeks, we will no longer be energy independent, and we are going to be relying again on the Middle East and Russia and all of these other people because we are being led very, very stupidly. And I said this during the debates, but actually people did listen, and they voted properly. And that's the way it goes. But they lied. You know, they didn't talk this. They never said, this is a Bernie Sanders dream, what's happening right now. He can't believe it, because this is far worse than Bernie was ever going to be. Bernie Sanders would have never even thought to suggest some of the things that are happening right now.
Hong Kong's Apple Daily newspaper said 500 police officers searched the pro-democracy newspaper's offices and arrested five senior executives on Thursday. The arrests were made under China's new national security law. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It is a beautiful sunny day where I am here in southern New England. Hopefully the sun is shining brightly on you and in your environment. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jerry, good Doug,
Jerry.
Jay Kirshner. Is there a Jerry Kirshner?
Different universe.
Yes, probably. Change is what we focus on. A lot of things are changing every day. A byproduct of our visit with you every day is that we are focused on things that make your life perhaps a little bit better. Maybe they upset you a little bit. The team here is all about thinking and then doing. So, having said that, those of you who are traveling or planning to travel, have you made your plans? Because if you haven't, chances are you're going to get short-circuited or short-changed, whether it's an airplane trip that you want, or you're renting a car or an RV or going to places. There are really a lot of variance this year in travel. I noticed with interest, Victoria, that the United States government is suing Air Canada because they're not giving refunds to people. Was this part of COVID?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the fact that people weren't able to fly. So what's the problem with Air Canada? They're financial problems? What's the deal?
I don't know if they have financial problems, but I'm also one of these victims. I had a trip. Lewis and I had a trip planned to Toronto in the first weekend of May in 2020, mm-hmm. and obviously yeah. everything was shut down. The border was closed, so I don't know how they're trying to justify not giving me my money back, but they have not. And even when you log in, it's
they give
impossible.
You credit so you could use the ticket.
Oh yeah, they said I would have credit that probably already expired because they gave such a short window of when you could use it. Then they extended it, and the reason that this is now a problem and that the U.S. government is involved, and I'm happy they're involved, Air Canada owes me a refund. It's plain and simple. The border was shut down. That was beyond my control, and so it's ridiculous they're not giving people their money back. So now the U.S. government, the U.S. Department of Transportation, is seeking $25.5 million in fines from Air Canada.
So where does that money go? To the people who haven't gotten their money back or into the coffers?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, they've gotten over 6,000 complaints from mm-hmm. Air Canada customers who said that they were denied refunds for flights that Air Canada canceled or significantly changed. And the law, the U.S. law, is that if a carrier cancels or significantly changes your flight, you are entitled to a refund. And so this is certainly what happened in our case, but Air Canada has just been dancing around this. It's frustrating. And then until this story popped up, I actually had forgotten that they owe me money because it just feels like I'm not going to get my money back, you know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know where you go with these types of complaints. So now I know it's the Department of Transportation's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection. Who knew that was a thing? I did not. And so apparently these 6,000 American complaints have been enough to get the government involved. Air Canada says that
the
claim has no merit.
To help you? What do you mean it has no merit?
That's what Air Canada says. They're vigorously challenging the proceedings.
You should call Mayor Pete.
Right? Yeah.
Call Mayor Pete. Get him onto it. Yeah. That's his job as Transportation Secretary. So here's
one little add-on here. If you're in the same boat and you had a trip that was canceled on a different airline and they have not given you your refund, the government said, the Department of Transportation said they're going after other airlines as well. So it's not just going to be Air Canada. I had the same issue with United. I wanted a refund and they only gave me credit and it was a whole back and forth.
Notorious for that. Yeah, they're awful in that sort of thing. JetBlue passenger said a flight crew member threatened to boot him from the plane after he got a sort of a gift from somebody that was up front in the plane. The fellow in the back got an eye mask from the fellow up front. Flight attendant told him that the business class customer couldn't share the snooze kit with somebody in the back of the plane. Spokesman
for
JetBlue.
Oh, this is the kit that the airline provides?
Yeah, exactly. Give me a break.
Oh,
thank you,
gosh.
Jennifer. You got nothing better to do.
You use the wrong bathroom, too. Do you get thrown off the plane?
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is
Here's the thing. If flight attendants want to be flight attendants and they don't want to be in charge of doling out, you know, Chardonnay, that they're really there for our safety, then worry about our safety, not about the eye masks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Just people, they don't have any common sense. And by the way, speaking of that, remember last week or the week before when the Delta flight that was going from L.A. to Memphis got diverted because the guy went bananas in the plane? Pounded on the door of the pilot. Remember that? The plane had
there was another one already since then,
Well, apparently, this guy was a flight attendant that was off duty.
Not the one that was going to Nashville.
Where
there
was
another
one. Really?
I can't remember, but there was another one, and he was a former flight crew member who tried to open the door. The other guy was panicking, trying to get to the pilot to tell him to land the plane. This guy was trying to exit the plane midair. Not a great plan.
No.
He even got on the radio and told people to sit in their seats and get them ready to put on their oxygen masks.
Did he tell them there was a woman in colonial garb on the wing as well? I mean, out of Bridesmaids.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or William Shatner, who was in that episode of Rod Serling's, what is the name of that show?
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Shatner was on outside, was one of the first starring roles back in the, when was that, late 50s? He was on the wing of the plane looking inside while the plane was at 30,000 feet.
Freaky. Why does anyone like that show? It just
is
the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah,
it's so
freaky.
Is.
Yep. And then, speaking of nightmares, Victoria, there's a lot of footage around. You can go nosing around now. I saw a couple of clips yesterday of unruly passengers fighting either to get on a plane, fighting on the plane, fighting at the airport. when I was talking earlier about how much chaos there is in the, you know, when I get started here with this half hour, talking with sort of a brief overview of what it's like to travel, it's become craziness. And
well,
I saw.
And it's not just you or us covering these stories. There have been 3,000 incidents of problems in the air or at airports in this year, just in this year alone. And it's a number that far outpaces previous years.
So there's a proposal. The FAA's got a proposal for hefty fines for people that are unruly. Should they stop serving booze on the plane?
That's what they were doing to try to curtail this stuff, but I don't think that booze is really the main problem.
Yeah, I don't think.
Because if people are going to get loaded, they're going to get loaded at the airport bar. Yeah. They're not going to wait till the airplane.
These people are fruitcakes, nutcakes that are going crazy on these airplanes. I think what we need to talk about is why so much anger, why people are so crazy over the last year. Were people not taking care of their mental health? Yeah. I mean, road rage is a huge story we've been talking about in California and around the country. So there's road rage, there's air rage, there's all of these things. Shootings are up. I mean, come on. What is it? So let's get to the root cause. It's not the booze. It's not the gun. It's not the rocks. It's not the knives. It's not the car. It's the people that are having the issues.
And they are having the issues.
So what do we do?
Because
I don't know. Were they locked down for a year and people are freaking out? Were they not keeping up with their mental health because of the pandemic? Maybe that's a piece. I don't know. Maybe everybody's so angry because everybody's so angry. You know, nobody's happy anymore. I mean, tell me anybody who's happy. I don't find anybody happy. I find angry. Well, I think even you sound angry sometimes, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
but you're arguing. You know, you can be argumentative at times, and so it's like. I don't know. Look at social media. Is there anybody who's posting happy stuff on social media? No. Everybody's ticked off about that.
I do.
That's why
my Facebook page is all about happy stuff.
I'm convinced, and that's why so many people are reacting to Bennifer being back together, because Jay had said on our text thread, she's like, this is the light and the happiness that people need right now. And I swear people are looking to things like that, because Ben and Jen look really happy.
Yeah,
and it's nostalgic too. It's kind of reminiscent of a little bit happier times, the early aughts. Yep. Come on.
Yep.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez, she's going to star in a new sci-fi thriller called Atlas. Once again, it'll be on Netflix and not in theaters. So is she filming that thing she was going to do with Armie Hammer?
She wrapped that. Josh Duhamel. That's called Shotgun Wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's going to come out next year. That's a regular movie. And then she has another rom-com that she filmed with Owen Wilson that's also going to be in theaters. That's coming out next year. But she signed a really big deal with Netflix to produce all kinds of content. And this is going to be the first sci-fi movie that she's going to star in for Netflix.
What is the content? She's fighting for humanity in a future where an artificially intelligent soldier has determined the only way to end the war is to end humanity? There you go. Who came up with that idea?
I'm not a sci-fi fan, so as much as I love her, I'm not into this idea.
I did like Debris. That was sci-fi. That was about as far as I dare go, though, in terms of sci-fi. But she's active, man, and she's got her children.
She's on a hot streak.
She's on a hot streak with Ben. It looks like, every time you see a picture, you're right. We were talking about that yesterday. Every time you see a picture of her, it's a big smile. The weather across the country, I made mention of the fact how beautiful it is most areas across the country today, but there's a massive plume of dust. Have you seen this? From the Sahara Desert that is moving across the Atlantic Ocean like a hurricane right now. Basically what it did was it killed a hurricane that was starting south of Bermuda because the air was so it dried out the air, and you know the hurricanes are all about humidity, all about rain and moisture. So this thing, but the other side of it is, you see a picture of this, it'll cause symptoms that are pretty similar to COVID in your system. If you're around, it will be supposedly getting to Florida in the next few days. The clouds of dust from the Sahara. This is unusual because usually the weather goes the other way. Usually the weather goes from west to east. But this cloud, if you look at the satellite imagery of it, it's a huge, huge cloud that's moving. The end trail is almost into Florida, but the other end of it is still in Africa. Do you see this? I've never seen anything like this before, frankly.
I did in a Tom Cruise movie. I think it was Mission Impossible, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. It was a Mission Impossible. Coming into Dubai to blow things around, yeah. So anyway, it'll smother the storm systems now that are in the tropics, but it'll also leave a lot of dust on your car, the surfaces of whatever, you know, blows into Florida. It's Saharan dust in Florida. I just, how in the world does that happen? And is this a global warming thing? It's called, by the way, they've called it Godzilla. Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, the International Space Station is shooting pictures of it, and you can see those online at NASA.com if you want to look at this plume of dust. It's coming, a huge dust cloud coming across the Atlantic. It's 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We were on the pandemic. I found this very interesting, ladies. The fact that vinyl records have sold so much more in the past year and a half than has been the case for decades. Why would that be? Why would there be a surge in sales for vinyl
records? Because record players are big. Yeah, vinyl's back.
Really?
I'm the only person in our whole friend group that doesn't have a record player.
I got a couple. I'll give you one. I haven't really used one. I have one. Most of them are for
But even like new artists, like every album that Taylor Swift makes, she also puts out on vinyl.
Vinyl. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
so what's old is new again.
True.
So if you go into Jennifer's father's office at CRN out in Los Angeles, you can see the world's largest collection.
Live record player. And
yeah, right, exactly.
The world's largest collection of records, which I had to alphabetize when I was 12.
And then, well, but it's good to save all that stuff. I still have some of my vinyl records.
Honest to God,
player.
If I got it together and started selling them, it's worth a lot. I really should have it. I just don't have any time.
Right. No, there's a big deal with focus on this stuff. But most of the groups, now you said Taylor Swift is, are mostly, and how do the Virgin and Tower Records, are they back to having separate sections for vinyl records?
No, those stores are all gone. It's just independent record stores now.
Really? All right. Buy your vinyl.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joins us now, the weekly visit that Uri has with his mind power, with his paranormal experiences, with the new, this is fabulous, this Uri Geller Museum that's been built in a part of Tel Aviv, people coming from all around the world to experience what Uri has experienced during his entire life. One of the things in your life that I think was kind of a major part for a while, you and your son Daniel owned a football, well, a soccer team. We call them soccer teams over here. And so I remember when we were down with Michael Jackson to have an event down there. And I don't know that I ever knew what happened to that club. What did you end up doing with it?
Oh, no, I let go because, you know, with football, you're one day a hero, and the next day you're a zero. But we are all very much into football, me, Hannah, and Chippy. And Euro 96, the British, the English were very concerned that maybe Scotland will beat them. So I was put in a helicopter, and I was asked to help the English team. And when the striker of Scotland, a guy by the name of footballer by the name of Gary McAllister, put the ball down, I said, no way, he's not going to score. I'm going to move the ball away from his foot. And I screamed in the helicopter, 1, 2, 3. And lo and behold, the ball moved. This was filmed by dozens of cameras. And I received 11,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Really?
Scotland lost. Now, 25 years went by. I still get letters trickling in, although I bought a Scottish island and I kind of became part Scottish. I'm the owner of 400,000 seagulls and puffins. But, you know, they haven't totally forgiven me. So tomorrow is Euro 2020, and this time I'm going to help the Scots. This is going to be a bit more difficult because I will be doing it out of my museum. But I do have a very unusual spoon on my Cadillac. It belonged to Robert the Bruce. Robert the Bruce was a king of the Scots. Unbelievable. And I also have a Scottish shirt, a soccer shirt. My name is actually printed on the back of the shirt. And I will be sending my positive empowerment to the Scottish fans and to the footballers. And I will try to do the impossible possible tomorrow because all odds are against the Scots. So this is actually on Friday, and I'm excited because, look, when Scotland wins, wow, the hate letters are going to stop coming in from Scotland, and I'll be able to put a big Scottish flag and an Israeli flag on my Lamb Island.
Well, it just shows that time moves on. You continue to adapt to what's going on. The museum that you have has expanded. Do you keep adding things all the time? When people come to Israel, they want to come over and visit you. What do they see? You had just mentioned that Cadillac. You got a big old black Cadillac that you used to use when you were in America that's covered with, what, 5,000 bent spoons and forks and things from celebrities?
Yeah. 2,600 spoons and forks from celebrities, kings and queens, from Kennedy to Gaddafi, from Gaddafi to Ben-Gurion, Carter, Obama, Donald Trump. And now, listen to this, what I'm getting. I already got the guitar that was sent to me a few weeks ago by Justin Hayward, mm-hmm. who is the lead singer of the Moody Blues. He sent me the guitar that he played 19 white satin with, but 2 weeks from now, I'm getting Mick Jagger's guitar, which all the five signed for my museum. So that is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you've had a lot of great friendships with these people over the years, and it is only natural that they would support you in a museum that celebrates not only you and what you do, but the people who have helped you. I mean, there's a good reason to support a lot of celebrities that you have helped. Listen, you used your mind to help a lot of these people during times when they were in crisis. You used your mind power, and you've taught so many people around the world to do the same thing. You folks might want to check this all out. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. See the story about the events that are taking place at the Uri Geller Museum. And just, you know, just open up your mind and make yourself, avail yourself of that thing. It's a really fabulous opportunity, frankly. Uri, I'm glad to have you on as usual. Talk to you next week. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.